Hey, last but not least, Joe Evans, 2019 Hall of Fame member. We're glad to have you, Joe. Congratulations.
Mark, thank you very much. Bob, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I love the orange tie. You must have played for Sharon.
Amen. They always say, you know, if you can't play, at least you can look good.
Well, you can play. So don't give us that line, because your bio is amazing and what you've been able to do, especially the game of basketball.
Thank you.
Let's talk back about some of those days playing back at Sharon High in what would have been maybe historically the best Section 3 ever to play basketball.
Mark, I agree. I was very, very fortunate at Sharon to have played with a bunch of really terrific basketball players. So I was fortunate that way. I needed help to do certain things, and I've just played with some great players. Two examples were the great Robert Dooms. We were four-year teammates. And when Bob and I were juniors, played with Gene Turnbaugh, just terrific players. But my senior year in 1970, we had a powerhouse Sharon team. So even by Section 3 standards. But, you know, just growing up in Sharon, I came from a great family with great parents. And it was an achiever kind of family. But we had a lot of athletic and sports emphasis. And I was lucky at St. Joe's School. I had a coach, Jerry Wiesen, who encouraged us to play hard. And he said, Evans, you do that 100 times every day, you'll get better. And I understood that. And, you know, I was really good at the repetitions and got better. So I just feel very, very fortunate. Played with great guys at Sharon. We played state championship caliber opponents, first team All-State type players. And so it was really nice. And at this point in my life, to look back 45, 50 years, it's a real nice perspective.
How many times in the 50 years since you made the shot that beat Farrell and ended their undefeated season, how many times have you talked about that shot with people in this community?
Bob, I have family name recognition and then my own, because I've had my professional career in this area. So I run into a lot of people. And it's getting less and less as we get farther away from 1969. But still, at least once or twice a year, somebody said, are you Joe Evans? You know, you were the guy who made that shot against Farrell. But it just points out the parochial community that we live in, but a very, very competitive. And I always thought that was a very, very healthy thing. The Sharon Farrell rivalry, every dribble, every pass, every rebound was contended. But I think that's part of the Section 3 thing. That's what made us better. And fortunately, I was just lucky. Again, I played with good players, and I could play. God blessed me athletically, and I don't think I took second place to anybody as far as working hard and practicing and things like that. So, you know, I was able to live that dream for a while, and it really had a lot of lifetime benefits for me. I learned an awful lot from playing basketball in high school and college that I was able to transfer to my professional career. So I get asked about that. It seems like fewer and fewer times these days as people pass on, but I'm just flattered in the community that people still remember that.
One nice thing that I think about this community and sports is that we've never just had one school be the school that's great at everything with no competition. Every time there's a really good school in something, there's a couple more sitting right there, and everybody pushes everybody. In all the sports across the board, there's always several teams pushing towards the top that has allowed for state championship efforts, state championship type players, all-state players, and then championship teams as well.
Yeah, my parents are Sharon High School graduates. They're deceased. All six of us in my generation, we all went to St. Joe's for 8 years, graduated from Sharon High School, and that's what our family did. That was the community I grew up in. But my 4 years at Sharon after St. Joe's, three of those 4 years, three different Section 3 teams won the big school state championship. So to your point, Mark, yeah, it wasn't just one team by any means. League-wide, even when you played Butler in those days didn't have the pure basketball talent, but they had, like everybody else, they had these super athletes that played tough. The next day, you knew you had played Butler. So all the teams were really tough, and so there was league-wide, there was a great deal of talent, and it was very competitive. So, but it was not one dominant team.
And I still tell the story, when anybody complains today about their team didn't make the playoffs or some injustice in the sporting world, I will bring up the your Sharon teams as a as an example of a team that you guys played in the toughest section in the state, played behind two state championship teams, and never got a chance to make it to the playoffs.
Even now, thinking about this Hall of Fame thing, oh, it still hurts that, you know, we lost. We played Beaver Falls, the state championship, my senior year in 1970. We played them three times. There was 6 points difference in those three games. Two of those games were by 1 point. And so to this day, because nobody can really hold me to this, but I say we were the peer of the state champion. I would argue, and the evidence bears this out, that we were the second best high school team in Pennsylvania, but it still hurts, and we couldn't get out of section.
It didn't even play a playoff game. Wow. Right, that's crazy.
So, you know, that's the way that's the way it was. But it was just great memories. And to stand here last night talking with the great Robert Dooms and Dave Burich about, you know, 1969 and 1970, at this point in my life, that's great. It might seem like, what the heck to somebody else, but to me, it was just a great, great experience, and I really enjoyed it.
I looked over as you guys were talking. I'm like, that's a heck of a front line over there. Look at the size of those guys. You can see why they were successful and great basketball players. I see great camaraderie as well, friendships that you build through the years of sports as well.
Yeah. To a guy like Bob Dooms, who started 3 years at Syracuse, I was at the University of Buffalo, so we played the Syracuse freshman team. That was like playing feral. Those guys were in my face the whole game. But to have Bob Dooms stand up yesterday when he was here, when we came back out from the banquet room, hey, Joe, how you doing? You know, at this point in my life, that's great. That's really, really great. It's warm that at that time, so many years ago, we were teenagers, but we went through a lot of things together. We showed up on time. We practiced hard. I needed guys like Bob Dooms and Chuck Axe because I needed to run people like Nick Canone and Gary Stinson and Jerome Nixon. I needed to get free from those guys, and those guys were setting the picks, and I was just fortunate. I could produce points, and in those days in Section 3, points were very precious. You look at my profile, those point totals, you know, so many points, Sharon and Beaver Falls, there are not a lot of points scored, so that points were precious. I could score points, and I could help my teammates. So, yeah, it was great camaraderie. I'm flattered to spend time with those guys. I feel very blessed.
So we're going to leave you with one more question. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was 1970, that was your senior year?
Yeah.
Not the year that the new high school was built or
yes.
opened? So you got
yes.
to be in the new gym your senior year.
Yes, that 1 year. And I'd say moving from that fantastic old gym with had the Hoyle tournaments and all,
yes.
it was a great scores gym. I'd say it cost me 5 points a game.
Was it hard running on that big floor?
Going to the new high school was different. I loved that old gym. You got great looks at the basket, and it was just, you know, times I thought to myself, I could kick the ball and something good was going to happen.
And sharing the new gym, then you have that expansive floor, 94 feet. You've got all that space behind the bank boards. It's a different view.
It was
still different. There's still shooters today that go there and they struggle their first time or first time through and going down to play Sharon.
So we're going to have to say goodbye. We want to congratulate you on this incredible honor. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. We could talk all night about some of your basketball days. But congratulations, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much for all you guys do and everybody making it so nice for people like me. I don't take that for granted. It's wonderful. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
So,
very personal.
Night.
Thank you, Joe Evans, Sharon High Fame. He was one of the first guys that came up to me even last night to just thank for that opportunity. So very awesome to have a chance to talk with Joe Evans.